Thanks, Les. Every Wednesday morning, this time we present Parent Talk, brought to you by Bundle of Joy. They love children, and it shows. You can check them out on the web at bundleontheweb.com. Commonwealth Parenting's Liz Pierce joins us this morning, and stressed out teens is the subject. Aren't all teens stressed out? I mean, isn't that pretty much part of being a teen?
Yeah, well, you do see a lot of these behaviors. It's when they become chronic or when they become, you know, more problematic and you start worrying about it. That's when you really want to take a look at it. But yeah, sure, there's a lot of stress going on for teens.
Okay, absolutely. And you have here the list of things that stresses kids out.
Right. This is by Teen Report. So this isn't, you know, what parents say. This is what the teens themselves say.
All right. And there's a tie for number one, by the way.
Yep. Number one is schoolwork, and number one is parents. Yikes.
We stress our children out? What?
Yeah, just a little.
I bet there's a correlation there. Parents yelling to get them to do the schoolwork.
Yeah. Probably could be. But they feel that pressure. You know, a lot of teens really take on so much more than they need to. They're really worried about their world. I mean, look around and they see it. They see what we're stressed about. And guess what? They're picking up on it too. So that's that pressure they feel, that pressure to succeed, you know, the pressure to get into a good college and please their parents. They mm-hmm. really want to. They want us to approve of them, okay? So that's where that comes from.
Well, again, isn't this their job? I mean, isn't that the part of growing up? Isn't that being stressed out? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. You know, they got to get ready for the real world, and
right.
The real world's got stress.
Right, right.
So we got to teach them how to deal with it, not avoid
Bingo.
It, right?
That's it. That's exactly right. I mean, you know, stress is a good thing. If you didn't have some stress, you'd never leave the house or you'd never get off the couch, right?
Motivation. So,
right, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what makes you do things is stress. When it gets to be problematic, when you start seeing the grades dropping, the increase in irritability, I mean, some irritability, like you were saying, is normal with teens, but when it's all the time, when they're decreasing their social interactions, when they're not hanging out with their friends anymore, changes in sleeping. Now, again, you know, teens have weird sleeping habits. They tend to sleep late and go to bed late and things like that. But these are chronic things I'm talking about. Changes in their appetite. Those are things that really should be cause for concern.
All right. We got the long list of problems. What are we going to do about it, Liz? Fix it.
Okay. All right. The first thing you want to do is, you know what stress feels like. And keep in mind, you can empathize with your teen. You don't have to go into a whole long discussion or lecture, but you can label those feelings. You can empathize with them and say, man, that really must have scared you or disappointed you or, wow, I know how it feels to be rejected. That stinks. That will let them know they're heard and they will feel like you're hearing them, okay? But that's all you need to say. No long lecture here. Just empathize with them. Let them know how you feel. When they do talk, please, you know, put down the phones, put down what you're doing and listen. You're probably not going to get more than, remember, 7 or 8 minutes we talked about one time?
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought it was going to be 7 or 8 words.
Right, okay. But yeah. Listen, give them your eye contact. Look at their body language. Are their shoulders slumped or are they pushed back? Are they standing, you know, in a sad manner or are they standing up straight? Look at all those things because that's going to tell you how they're feeling. And really listen to them. And then, you know, we talk a lot about teens that say, I can't do this. This is impossible. They get so overwhelmed at this age, right? Mm-hmm. You hear some of that at home.
You hear a lot of that.
Yeah. And what you want to do is teach them to maybe switch those phrases around instead of, I can't handle this or this is impossible. You want to help them say, how can I handle this? How can I make this possible? Because you can break things into chunks. You can get organized. You can do deep breathing. There's lots of different stress techniques we can teach them that'll help them handle that. So instead of saying, I can't, you want to teach them to turn that around to say, how can I?
So they're getting overwhelmed by the big picture.
Right.
And by breaking it up in chunks
yes.
and dealing with one step at a time.
Yes. They don't have the wisdom that we have to know that this isn't going to last forever, that these are big, this is a lot of pressure. There's a lot of big stuff going on. But we have the responsibility as parents to show them how to break it down. You know, our family educators were giving me advice yesterday, break it into chunks, break it into smaller steps, let them see how to handle the stress, because that's how we do it, right? So that's our job. We've got to be courageous and show them how to do this.
You know, it's one of the things I notice is that they get stressed out, And one of the ways you can overcome stress is to kind of take ownership of it. How do the kids do that?
Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about assertiveness training skills. Asking for help is taking ownership of something. You know, it's sometimes you look at it as a sign of weakness, but when you're taking responsibility, you're going to figure out how to get done what you need to get done. Sometimes that involves asking for help or asking somebody what they would do in that situation. But yeah, taking responsibility for it is breaking it down, looking at the small pieces that they can accomplish and that they can do themselves on their own. So is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because, you know, especially with boys, you know, you don't want to seem weak.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do ask for help and you get it, then obviously you kind of have a little more control of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I like to use that Tom Sawyer example, remember, with painting the fence? You know?
Where you got everybody else to do it.
Sure, well, but that's getting help to get your job accomplished. You can do that. It's okay to ask for help and okay to ask for people to assist you. Now, you're right, he did get the whole thing done by somebody else, but you can show them how to balance that, how to get help with that.
Liz Pierce is with Commonwealth Parenting. She joins us every Wednesday morning. Teen stress and school and parents and all those other things. We didn't even get into the romantic relationships and their friends and their siblings and all the others.
Well, here's the good news, though.
Yeah.
We do have everything in written form posted on our website at light98.com, keyword parent talk.
All right. Go to our website, check it out, and then we'll link you up with Liz and the experts at Commonwealth Parenting. Thank you, darling. Appreciate
Thank you.
You coming in again. 823 at Light 98.